This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you very much, Alec Medford, in for Lucius Alexander. Send L.A. some love there on the social media. Let him know he is missed. He's got a two-week vacay, all right? So it'll be a while before Lucius is back in the Pimp Cup, a well-deserved vacation. The Corner now brought to you by Dallas College. Your future begins here. Here's Krusty.
Thank you very much, General, and thank you to Dallas College, new on the program. We really appreciate you coming along with us. Had an opportunity to, once that Sam Williams went down, I'm thinking, okay, how are they going to navigate this? And immediately you just start to think, okay, what veteran players are out on the streets? And this is the things when you're in pro personnel at training camp, you keep a personnel board of all the teams and all your list of guys that, you know, your emergency board. And there'll be several of these names on these boards that you know, if you have to cover for an injury, then you say, okay, these are guys that we've evaluated and we're going to use them. These are guys that we're going to go after. These are guys that can help. And you never want to have to go to this emergency board this early in the training camp, but here we are for the Cowboys. So three names I want to point out that should be on Dallas's emergency board. I'd like to go through, would you like me to go through the one I like the best first?
Yes, let's start with the home run here.
Start with the best.
Okay. I think Charles Harris, who is a 29-year-old defensive end that was with the Detroit Lions last year, and I sat down and watched him actually play against the Chiefs, the Cowboys, the Packers, and to me, of the names I'm going to give you, this is the guy that's got the most juice when we talk about coming off the football, when we talk about the quickness, the explosiveness. I'm trying to find a similar player to the one you just lost in Sam Williams. And Charles Harris seems to fit that bill better than the other two guys, in my opinion. This guy's got some initial quickness. He stays very active. He could close down from the back end very well when the ball goes away from him. He does a really nice job on the edge of holding up in the running game. When the ball was at him, it seemed like that to me, when his ability to play with his hands, extend and get rid of the blocker and then get in on the play, I thought that was pretty good by his standards. He'll rush to the level of the quarterback. You don't see him going past the quarterback at all. A lot of times these defensive ends, these edges, they'll go too far up the field. Mm-hmm. The tackles will just push them by. And the next thing you know, they're not a factor in the play. You can use this guy on twist stunts. He's got pass rush moves. He's got some shifty moves to him as well. And I talked about the change of direction, the chase, the spin. All these things are really, really positive about him getting to the quarterback. And so, yeah, you could see him at times walk these blockers back into the quarterback, especially the Kansas City game, that first game of the year. He was taking the Kansas City tackles and walking them back. So
do you watch him, and are you a little bit surprised that a team like Detroit have him back?
I honestly don't know in the games. Like I say, I watch Kansas City, Dallas, Green Bay, New Orleans, and Minnesota. Games where he was involved in plays. And I'm surprised this kid doesn't have a job.
Yeah.
I really am. He's 29 years old, though.
Former first-round pick, right?
Right.
Out of Mizzou.
Yeah, the same draft as Taco Charlton draft. Yeah. So, but, yeah, he's a I liked
he's holding
him
out for a nice deal, I bet.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's
bounced around the league.
Maybe he thinks that he's a little bit better than he is. But that when I compared him to, okay, the next one I would say I would take is Carl Lawson.
Okay.
That would be the next one.
And he used to be incredible. I would love to know what he is now because he's gotten banged up a little bit.
He has. He's a little undersized. Yeah. At Auburn.
Yeah. There's the initial quickness there. He'll play off the blocks with his hands, but when he has to restart, it's a problem for him. When he gets stopped and then has to restart, he's not going to be a factor at all.
You think it's the knees, surgeries?
I think it's the fact that he's not. He tries to use quickness, but he doesn't have it like he used to, and now he's planning to play back to a way that he once played. And there's too many times where he rushes down the middle. Mm. And, you know, if you can't get to the corner, if you can't get there quick enough, you're going to be in trouble. I mean, Tyron Smith and Jordan Mailata, I watched him against Philadelphia. Jordan Mailata can kill you if you rush Jordan Mailata down the middle. I'm like, okay, let's watch him against some tackles in this division, you know. Watch him against Jordan Mailata, and it's like, that wasn't very good. Where you should, you know, with Mailata, you got to get the corner, get around him, because if he gets his hands on you, you're done. But he's got to be careful about that, because when he goes down that middle or he gets pushed inside, they just wall him down.
So that sounds like a big thumbs down on Carl Lawson.
Yeah, he plays as a right edge. Now, I'll say this. He's had experience playing with Mike Zimmer. He's been with Mike Zimmer before. And so Zimmer might know him and say, okay, I could do this with him. But to my opinion, his ability isn't as good as what Charles Harris's ability is right now. The third guy that I looked at was Yannick Ngakoue. He was with the Chicago Bears last year.
And he's been getting workouts here as of late.
Yeah, he's another 29-year-old guy. I watched him against Green Bay, I watched him against Kansas City, and I watched him against the Commanders. And he's kind of a stand-up edge is how he plays. Sometimes hand down. He does have a little initial quickness, though. He's a little bit quicker to grab the edge than where you look when you start to talk about Carl Lawson and what he's doing. But the one thing that he has a hard time with is he's another one of those guys that gets stuck on blocks. Uh-huh. And he gets stuck in the running game, and he gets stuck in his pass rush. You can move this guy. I mean, move him like you get into him and you can move him. He doesn't play with much stoutness, and I think that's a little bit of a problem. I think he lacks strength. At one time, he did have strength. Right now, I don't think he has as good as strength. He's a guy, I think, that kind of needs to play on the move. The spin move is his best move. So if he could get up the field and he spins on a tackle, then that usually could throw the guy off. That's the one way that he finds ways to separate. And that's how he gets himself free. It's not by just getting to the corner and dipping around and then getting to the quarterback. But he's got to be able to kind of spin, play on the move, because a little bit like Lawson, if he gets hooked up, then he's going to be in a little bit of some problems. He didn't play the low block particularly well. He gets double teamed a ton. It's kind of like teams are like, okay, we're not going to let him beat us.
Yeah.
But I feel like you could single block him more than you really have to double team block him. So I've saw him plenty of time get pushed past the quarterback. We talk about you need to be on the level where to rush and be capable of getting back to the quarterback. I think that's a little bit of a problem for him. So if I had to say in the order that I would go for the Cowboys, Harris, Lawson, and Ngakoue would be the order that I would put him in if Jerry Jones asked me my opinion like he did last in 2005.
Sounds like Harris could help this team.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And it sounds like Ngakoue is exactly what they don't need, somebody that can not set the edge.
Yeah. We don't need old, predictable guys get caught up on
it. To me, Harris seems like Harris is closest to the guy you just lost.
An upgrade at the run defense.
Maybe a little bit of an upgrade at run defense for sure.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.